And welcome to Season 9, Episode 32 of Swimming with a Fish. Pardon the British accent, we were goofing around before the show. Always a lot of fun to play with accents. Welcome to another episode of self-therapy for three guys who really need it. I am Crutch. I am blessed beyond repair to be able to spend some time with you in the company of my two cohorts, the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you?
So, I have a lot to get off my chest this week.
Oh, good. like good, you know, nothing tragic, right?
Tragic, no, but
oh, good, okay.
Tragic towards this house, yes.
Aw. Can we start calling it the money pit? Yeah.
No, because okay. it didn't cost anything.
Okay, like, and it hasn't collapsed in on itself like in the movie, right?
Correct. Not yet. The year is still young.
Goon, how are you? How are all of your vintage vehicles?
All the vehicles and the lawnmower are fine this week.
Although, wow. Mark the date and time.
Although I will give you a little levity, some humor.
I hear we do that on this show every now and then.
We do, but this is not something I shared with you in the pre-show. So Hurricane and I have been sorting through a lot of our stuff for a while now. And yesterday, while sorting through, she found a plastic bag with a large plastic part in it and some manuals.
Mm-hmm. Intriguing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was for the lawnmower. Yeah.
Was this a part you might have been looking for in the recent past?
Maybe.
Maybe the
manual would have helped, though.
All that documentation kind of thing.
It has pictures and everything.
Look right there. This is the part that says don't touch this.
It says here's how you get the top cover off so you can get app transmission.
Mm-hmm.
It's the part that makes it go forward, Crutch.
I've heard that. Yes, sir.
It's a front wheel drive lawnmower. You know,
we're
fancy here.
If you had rear wheel drive, you could do you could drift.
I'm just happy that it moves.
Oh man, I wish I could find a manual for my garage door opener, because all the YouTube videos that assure me that this is absolutely 100% the absolute way to sync up your Craftsman panel. Keypad. Thank you. I knew it would come to me. I'm old. Anyway. To my Craftsman keypad, to my Craftsman garage door, say, do this. And I even had it on good advice to take out all the light bulbs. It didn't help. They will not talk to each other. I am bereft of a way to open my garage door automatically.
I thought I had the solution for you.
I know. I drove home very fast just to try it, you know, but, alas and alack. It did not work.
I feel somewhat disappointed.
In me?
Yes.
Okay.
You needed something found.
I did.
You did not ask the person who, much like the videos that I have been showing you.
But I did find what I needed, and just it's all wrong.
You, what did you say? You said, I wish I had a manual.
Oh, well, okay. So the manual wouldn't help at this point because I've had a YouTube video where the guy was reading from the manual and I'm looking right at the keypad and it's the exact same one I have and it just doesn't work.
And it has a fresh battery in it?
I don't know about the keypad. I guess I could unscrew the keypad from the wall and change the battery there too. That's like, you know, less. But the odds of the battery in that thing dying at the exact same time the whole system goes unsync is, I don't know. I'm into the stats, you know?
Okay. So again, if you had a manual, you wouldn't be asking these questions.
Yeah, I know that my keypad, the keys stick. And Hurricane is none too attentive about when the keys stick. And when that happens and I find it the next day, it's already run the battery down.
So we could...
Okay, that's intriguing.
If you'd like, we can get this solved pretty quickly. That's all I'm saying.
All right. In our group chat, I'm sending you a picture of the only information I have on the keypad. It's kind of an etching on the lid of the keypad.
All right. I mean...
Which I won't be sharing in the show notes because that would be weird.
I mean...
I do share a lot into the show notes, but this ain't it. Okay.
That looks just like my keypad. Underneath the keys, is that where you
under the keys? Sorry. I couldn't help myself.
I'm not even going to ask, number one, if this is what you were like as a child, because I know the answer. I've known you long enough to know that. Is that where the battery is? Underneath the keys, there's a little door that you pry off, and that's where the battery lives?
I think so. I've never actually taken this apart with to put battery in it.
Do that.
Been in there a while.
Do that. Take the bulbs out and program it, and I bet it works. And then if you put the light bulbs back in and it still works, then you know that the light bulbs have no effect.
So you're telling me if I put the light bulbs back in, it might stop working? That would absolutely suck because I really like the light bulbs.
Do you know what kind of bulbs they are?
Well, so I know for a fact one of them is incandescent. Real honest to God, you know, burn your hands incandescent.
Okay, well, it won't matter. That one won't matter.
Right. There was an LED in the other slot, so I took that one out.
Yeah, that one might matter.
Yeah. And I vowed to buy me incandescent light bulbs, and she bought me a pack of LEDs because it said they're just as bright as incandescent.
Yes, but incandescents don't send off radio waves that goof up your keypad.
Exactly.
And it wouldn't be that after you get it synced, you can put the LED back in and it'll be fine.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Although that makes no sense to me why that would be true, but...
Well, maybe the whole syncing process is a little more sensitive than the transmission receiving process.
It's possible, because that happened with mine, and it worked fine for a while. And then I'm assuming as the batteries got worn down in the remotes and the keypad, it worked less well.
You do realize we haven't heard from Chief in a few moments. He's already in the deep search, isn't he?
Yes. No, because I already found him.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, the search is complete. Now he's formatting the message to get to you.
That is correct.
Right. It was originally written in Serbo-Croatian, and he's having it translated.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
That's right.
That's right. 120, 121, whatever it takes.
To the end of the line.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And thank you once again, and we hope you've all enjoyed Garage Talk. And
Don't open your door like my brother.
How did your brother open the door?
Manually.
That you knew him? That was his name, Manuel.
So bad. That's horrible. It's not as horrible as some of the jokes I've seen.
Like, oh man, there have been some bad ones.
Did I send you guys the picture? Yeah, there it is. The Lego French Revolution set.
Oh my God. I spit out Coca-Cola. Thank you so much.
It's a picture of nothing but Lego heads.
I realized what they were at first. I looked at them and I went, oh, that's just wrong.
It is. And of course, the whole thing about the ice cream truck. Oh, yeah. We're not even going to talk about that because I feel really bad because that's a horrible song. Ladies and gentlemen, whenever you hear an ice cream truck, close your ears and walk the other way. That is the most denigrating song I've ever heard in my life. If you ever hear we're not going to give them to you. You need to go find that one on your own. If you ever see the lyrics to the song that you hear on an ice cream truck, you'll go, how is that still a thing? That's that, you know, I'm not usually for banning stuff, but yeah, I'm good there.
Well, like I told you, if it was racist,
your dad would point it out.
Yep. Yeah, you want to know what they think of us, Negroes? And then bam.
Bam.
And then everyone else says, why don't you like this? And it's like, well,
because their dad.
Explain it. Would
you? Isn't their dad.
Yeah, it's rough. But you know what is also rough? So
what?
So Crotch, you've had some experiences with AC recently, have you not?
My AC experiences has been, if it had been a comedy of errors, it was the most unfunny comedy I've ever been involved in. You would think, let me think, what is this, 2 weeks now? Yeah. 2 weeks ago today, I had a brand new air conditioner installed because while I was out of the country, you guys were having 100+ degree weather here in the lovely state of Maryland, my air conditioner went completely south. So my son, who was studying at home for summer classes, was sweltering in an 84 degree house. So 2 weeks ago, we had some folks come over. I'm not going to name any names just yet. Blue tongue. Anyway, they came over and they installed our system. And there was a couple of differences. We now have the Eye of Sauron as our thermostat. This glowing thing, this Google Nest thing that I have to program by bringing my phone up and pointing it at it and saying, you shall not pass. The first debacle was about a day and a half after they installed it, we realized there wasn't any hot water. As it turns out, the guy who had done the installation had turned the knob all the way to the off position on the water heater to keep it from running while he was doing his work and forgot to turn it back on. Okay. So that was the first fun and games. The next one was we had a guy come over because the system kept shutting itself off. And
that's not good for air conditioning.
No, it really, you know, either on or off, but not flickety on, flickety off, flickety on, flickety off. And mostly flickety off, and you'd have to go down and basically there's a, what is that? Is that called a P valve? That whole arrangement. It's a water trap, basically. P-trap, that's what they call it. Yeah, call it a P-trap. Okay, so for those of you who don't know what a P-trap is, because that was me up until about 36 hours ago, it's a way of capturing water and having a back end, there's a little backfill switch so that if the water coming out of your system, because you try to capture all the water out of the air conditioning system and route it out of your house, if that system kind of gets backed up, then this little floater switch will push up, you know, water rising floats it up and will shut off your system and thereby keep your system from getting damaged. The problem with ours was the floater was going up, the water level would then recede, but the floater switch would stay up like it was stuck. So we had to have yet another guy. This would be now the fourth visit and sixth dude to show up in my house in less than 2 weeks.
Oil name, Bob.
The last guy's name, he's the one I should remember because he's the only one who seemed to know anything. Because the moment I opened the door, he goes, I know exactly what your problem is. And I'm like, wow, that was good. He says, yeah, you see the P-trap there? I said, yeah. He says, you notice any problems? I said, no, what am I looking for? He says, gravity. I went, oh, darn. Yeah, so the way a P-trap is designed is there's two pipes, one going into it and one coming out, and it's a U-shaped tube. Tube on the destination side has to be lower than the tube on the source side. And in my case,
because water doesn't flow uphill.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Other things don't either, but.
Well, you know, there was an old joke when I was a kid, you know, there was the plumber's handbook, right? Hot's on the left, cold's on the right. Poop doesn't flow uphill and payday is Friday.
Yeah.
Those are the four rules, you know. So water doesn't flow uphill. And as it turns out, the gentleman from visit number one 2 weeks ago today, he installed it backwards. So 15 minutes later, got a brand new one in there and everything's working fine. And of course, it's been running for several days now and I'm very happy. In fact, my office is even probably a little more chilly than I normally feel. So new efficient system is working fine. However, it has been an absolute 100%. If I had to rate it on a scale from 1 to 5, it would be a 1+. But the only plus is the last guy. Like, if anybody ever had to come back to my house from that company, it would only be the last guy. For sure.
The rest of them, Charlie Foxtrot.
Yeah, seriously. The two guys who did the installation, I felt that the guy doing the inside installation was definitely the more junior of the two. The guy outside, he basically had to wrestle my giant train system, which is probably as tall as he was, off the pedestal. They re-leveled the pedestal. He put the new unit. He had all that done before the guy on the inside had just installed the coil, you know? So then he came inside. So the junior of the two gets a rating of inept. His partner probably should have known better. So he's either inept or he saw that and went, we've been here 5.5 hours. It'll be fine. You know, which gives him a slightly evil rating. The two guys they sent to fix the water heater problem were focused on the water heater. So I'm kind of giving them a pass for not being observant. The fifth guy is just a lazy F because he's the one that just popped the little floater down and said, oh, fixed your problem, and left. And I'm like, you were looking right at it, dude. If you couldn't tell that that was broken, or, oh my God, that would cost you 15, 20 minutes of work. Yeah, you're just evil. Out your door. And the last guy, he was great. He was very disappointed in all of the previous workers. He fixed the problem. Nobody charged me anything, you know, but.
And now your house is cool.
And now my house is cool. Yeah. And the Eye of Sauron follows me whenever I walk into that room. So,
how many tons is this unit?
This is a 4-ton 16 sear.
Okay. So, I had told you via chat, but we hadn't discussed over the phone or I hadn't given you any details.
Right. So, you were very, very mysterious.
Cryptic.
Oh, cryptic's a much better word than mysterious. Absolutely.
All right. So I told you when I even went to get said deal. Now, I went, the person came because I saw something online and I was like, all right, I'll see if this is legitimate. And the person comes out and he's in disbelief of the house just in general. And
some people get that way when they see your house, Chief. I'm just being honest with you, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't know what kind of violation having an air compressor on your balcony was, but I do now. Okay. And
it's a violation?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Well, not in where I am, but because the rattling, the obvious discharge that happens and all the other kind of things that the people, as he put it to me, they just wanted to save on copper. So they put it as close to the condenser as they could.
Oh my gosh, they just want to save on copper. Okay.
Yeah. So he shows me one price and I'm like, no. And then shows me another price and I'm like, no. And then he says, all right, I can do it for this. And then I was like, por favor, señor, you know, cable saw. And he was like, all right, so I could go even. So he goes even lower. And then he says, I'm just a sales guy and I made a sale. I don't care what the other people say. Mm-hmm. And I was like, good attitude. So he does that. Now, here's what I didn't know. Because I had done that, the two people come and I open the door and I say hello. And the first thing they say is a speaker of Spanish. And so I was like, crud. So already I was like, ¿Dónde su papel? You know, I was going to ask them where the papers, you know, just random ice jokes because I had a bad
I can teach you how to say, please stand clear of the doors. or one more beer, please.
Yes, I know.
¿Dónde está el baño?
Well, they didn't even say that. They were quite crude when they knew I spoke Spanish. So,
got it.
Mm-mm. And so they're going through stuff, and here's where the problems start. Start problem number one is they're asking how to get there, and I show him, and he looks at me, and he goes, you know, basically saying, what is this? And I'm like, I didn't do this. And so now he has to run cables and bring them all the way down. But that means he has to drill through some stuff because, you know, it would cost more copper in order to do that and to insulate it and all that. Problem number two, the condenser unit. I said, hey, it's easier to go through this big hole. And he's looking at the ladder and he's like, I've already started busting up the way in. And I was like, all right, well, it was still easier. And he was like, look, man. But of course, he's saying it in Spanish. So some of the, and it's not Castilian, it's gutter Spanish. So some of the, I had, you know, it's one of those, you get every third word and then your brain creates the sentence. So that is what was going on in my head so I could formulate responses. They broke the door. Then they broke the ladder. Then they broke the entryway, and he's just looking at me, and he says, it was weak, I'm sorry. And I was like,
oh my God.
But I can't close the door. You know, like, okay, this is where Goon's phrase would come in. Like, you know, like, not staying clear, it's just the door doesn't close.
Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
This reminds me of the guys who did my roof where they just were throwing the old roof off the side and they cleaved off my cable box. And then they're standing there holding it and trying to like put it up against the wall. Like just holding it there will make all the electronics work again. And I'm like, put it down. And I'm like, I don't care. Just put the thing. I was like thinking to myself, God, I wish I had a Spanish dictionary. But just put it down. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry that happened to you, Chief.
Oh my goodness!
Madness. Wow.
So, but that it continues.
Wow, really?
So I explained to them that this isn't going to stay like this, and so they get some of my reclaimed wood, and they just drill the door closed.
Oh my God!
And then. Because
for you
kept telling me, you know, speak to the manager tomorrow, they'll be out here Tuesday or Wednesday. Don't worry, we'll get you a new one,
right.
Listo, jefe, done, ready, boss.
Yeah,
at that point, I'm putting one of them in the bomb shelter. You get him back when my door is fixed.
Well, he's down there with Romulus and Remus. I wouldn't take too long,
exactly.
So it kept going.
Oh God.
I was explaining it. They were telling me, they were showing me how it worked. I was like, these things don't matter because I can't figure X, Y, and Z out.
Right.
And they are now running out the door. And he kept telling me, no problem, just call tomorrow. They will take care of it. So I had a 2-ton upstairs and a 2-ton downstairs.
Oh, okay.
And now I have a 3.5-ton upstairs and a 2-ton downstairs. And so, of course, it is almost twice as powerful, right?
Yeah.
There was a massive sucking noise. And I said, this shouldn't be. And like yours, you said 16 sear, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the person who was selling it to me was like, oh man, Texas gives you all these tax credits if, you know, for more efficiency. Mm-hmm. And so I look up the tax credits and I go, oh, to qualify for the tax credits, you need a 17 sear. And he goes, no, you should only need a 15. And that's why ours are 15.2 and it's a carrier, not a train. So,
okay.
So he calls up his guy and he's like, nah, it's really 17. And I'm like, do you have a 17? And you go, no, we don't carry 17s. And I'm like, and that's not a selling point, is it? And he's staring at me like, why are you making this more difficult?
Well, why are you getting in my jive, man?
So I'm looking for the source of the sucking noise. I find it. I go, where is the air filter? Mm-mm. Now, I had a K&N lifetime warranty air filter.
Wow.
Guess what I don't have anymore?
Where did it go?
Exactly. Why? The things that got replaced was the compressor and the pump.
They took your air filter?
Yes.
So my air filter is on my furnace.
It's on the air handler.
Right. Yeah. Which is not the part that got replaced in my case.
Yeah. These are the things that now
the things the chief is dealing with.
The funny thing, it was funny to me. So I found one of the old ones because I bought a whole bunch, not knowing how many I was going to use and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
The thing is, I don't know that it was made for this level of power, the hole that, you know, does the intake, because I was putting it up and it sucked it into place. I was like, I don't need the door at this point.
That'll work.
So
wow, mine didn't do that. I don't have that feature.
So mine goes in edge on, right? And if the system is on, I can get it about halfway and it'll go, it'll just go in the rest of the way on its own. That's kind of fun. It's like a game. Sorry.
Yeah. So I called, I talked to person number one. Now, home base is in Houston. And I'm talking to this person. This person also has a huge accent. The instructions for navigation are all in Spanish. So I was like, man, what have I done? So, but I finally get to talk to the person. The person, of course, says, oh, you need a supervisor. So let me go find one. Some of the weirdest music I've ever heard for on hold starts playing. And I'm like, I may have called a Colombian drug cartel. But eventually I do get a supervisor who's apologizing, saying we can be out there tomorrow to fix this. I'm so sorry. All this kind of stuff. So we're going to see tomorrow.
Tomorrow's another day.
It was five visits? How many visits did you have?
I had five visits by six people.
All right. So, but they spoke English.
No, I'm sorry. Wait, let me think here. There was the original one, then the two guys with the water heater. So that's two visits, four people. Then third visit was a single, four visits, six people. Yeah, that's my record. I'm sticking with it.
See, when something goes wrong with my cars, I only have one guy, maybe two.
No, in your case, it's three cars, one guy. Right.
Three cars. Well, Mike, the mechanic sometimes.
Yes. But then you need a miracle.
All you need is a miracle, man.
Right, exactly. All you need is you.
Well, I need Mike because he knows what to do. So I'm guessing we're going to have no more car jokes from either of you two.
Okay.
Why that?
I'm not having...
you seem to doubt our ability to make fun of your cars when they're running.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a little harder, but not much.
It's figuring that, you know, now that we know how it is when you try to do the right thing and it just never seems to work out right. I thought I might have some, you know, sympathy, but I can see that.
You were wrong, sir.
Okay, we've been doing this show for 9 years.
It's a good, even Showcat walked out on me. She's like, yeah, no.
She's like, you are really reaching for the stars, Bunky.
She's like, wow. Wow, you have no idea how this sure works, do you, pal?
You keep using this word sympathy. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Yeah. This is like falling down a flight of stairs. It's just wrong on so many levels. Okay.
I've heard another version of that joke, but yeah.
Yes, I did the clean one, not the fatherly one.
Yeah. Such a horrible joke.
Well, okay. So, shall we talk about Crutch's recent navigational skills, particularly with the location of various Buc-ee's?
Well, now, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, all the angels and saints, I have to tell you, I was driving very, very specific location. I was going to a company outing at a place called the Greenbrier. We spoke about this last week.
Which is in West, my God, in Virginia.
Well, right. And it's lovely because, you know, you're in Maryland, then you're in West Virginia, then you're in Virginia, then you're back in West Virginia. And it's like, well, couldn't I have stayed? But I guess not. Anyway, straight lines and all. It was not me who found it. It was my beloved. I was focusing on the road, and she is smacking me in the arm. I'm like, what do you want? She's points. And I go, there it was, Buc-ee Beaver. But he's on the wrong side of the road. I guess I'm headed at this point east, south.
Yep.
He's on the northbound side, and then no clear way to get over there. I'm like, we will be stopping there on the way home. It will be our destination.
I love how they don't even have the name on the sign. It's just a big picture of the beaver.
And he's looking up, like, heavenward. Like, I'm here, Lord, to do your work.
And the Lord spake, saying, I givest thee thy beaver nuggets with which to feed my people.
This beaver has a job. We got a job from what is it the Blues Brothers say? Oh, we're on a mission from
God. We're on a mission from God.
Gad. From Gad.
That's the Penguin told them all about it.
Exactly, the Penguin. We've lost the chief again. Did you ever see the Blues Brothers movie? Belushi, Aykroyd, Dark Suits, Dark Car.
Every famous blues actor. Or singer, rather.
Yeah.
Maybe ever.
And also Princess Leia.
Yeah, Johnson. Princess Leia has a wonderful cameo.
Yeah.
I played the 8-bit Nintendo game. I didn't know what it was from.
Oh my God, there's a game?
Oh, yes.
And there's Nazis. Did I forget the Nazis?
That's true, there's Nazis.
Yeah, so it wasn't that old.
80s? 70s?
I was going to say 1980, yeah. 1980, 81, somewhere in there. Hold on, I'll check, because otherwise you'll accuse me of not doing anything, because I haven't done anything.
I mean, so once again.
1980.
You have been on this show for how long? Regardless of what you do, the accusations will come.
Well, that's true.
It's true.
But yeah, so here's the okay. So in my mind, since the game came out in 1992.
Oh my Lord!
Oh wow!
Oh, I did not know that the movie came out that long ago. I was just like, oh, okay, there's a game about these people, and
Jake and Elwood.
Yeah, I didn't know the history behind it or anything. So.
Well, they certainly got a lot of famous musicians
to do
cameos.
Yeah.
I mean, who can you think of that was in the movie, Crutch?
Aretha Franklin was in the movie.
He owned the music store. Why can't I think of his name?
Let's see. I'm going to bring up the whole cast. Okay, here we go. Oh, James Brown was in the movie.
Yep, he was the preacher.
Donald Duck Dunn, who's a famous jazz bassist. Ray Charles.
Ray Charles is who I was thinking of.
Cab Calloway. Carrie Fisher. Steve Lawrence. Let's see, who else?
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, he played the court clerk.
Yes.
In was it Cook County?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Cook County, Cook County Courthouse.
Yep. Paul Rubens, not done up as
W. Herman.
He was a waiter. He was not Pee Wee Herman. Yeah.
Great look, man.
Yeah.
No, until he died, that's who he was.
Oh. Let's see, John Candy.
Right. The guy who played the saxophone in their band is a famous saxophonist whose name I cannot remember.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Oh,
but he looks
Lou Marini.
Yes, and he I think one of the Muppets in Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, one of the Muppet characters is patterned after him.
Yes. The one who sounds like he's perpetually high.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yep. Yeah. Henry Gibson was the lead Nazi.
The lead Nazi.
Henry Gibson is this soft-spoken guy who I first saw him on Rowan and Martin Laughing.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, when he was.
Which is a show you've never heard of, Chief.
Yeah.
Correct.
But it was.
Yeah.
It was a late 60s comedy variety show. The Sakatumi girl got her start there.
Goldie Hawn. Yep.
That was her line. I can't remember why it was the 60s.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my story. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
So where did you think the Buc-ee's on that trip, Crutch?
You and I had talked about it being somewhere in Virginia, but I didn't realize it was on that particular road that I was headed down. And my GPS is a little weird. It rarely takes you home the way it got you there. So like it likes making circles or something like that. So I told my beloved, we need to get the actual address of the Buc-ee's. And when we leave the Greenbrier, we're not headed home. We're headed to the Buc-ee's. We'll then program it from the Buc-ee's. We'll head home because there's no way I was going to miss that thing. And we did get to go back and I got my gas and I got blinded and because it's so bright and I got welcomed because they always welcome you as you walk in the door.
But didn't you tell somebody you were in Pennsylvania?
No, I was told by somebody you and I both, all three of us know that they were building one in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And then he went and looked it up on his phone and, His first name is also part of a motorcycle brand. How's that?
There you go.
Yeah. So he's telling me there was one in Pennsylvania, and I was getting very excited. It was just north of Maryland border in Pennsylvania. They're building one. And I'm like, really? And he goes, and he goes, no, it turns out that's a rumor. I said, well, then you're a rumor monger. Yeah, he got all my hopes up. I mean, this one's not bad for an entire day trip. It's 2 hours from home.
I am a little disappointed that you couldn't drive back to the Buc-ee's you saw. I could drive you right now to the one we went to in Texas. It's in Port Royal, is it not, Chief?
I don't know. It is not. It's Royce or Hoyce City. R-O-Y-S-E, but I don't know how they pronounce it because
it's Smith.
Everything. Yeah, it's out here, everything's weird. So because Hoyce City or Royce City is the little area that this thing is done. It's the town is actually called Terrell, but they're building. Since you gentlemen left, they have expanded and created a whole bunch of apartments down that road.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So it is. Yeah. So if you ever go there, now you have a place to stay as well.
Wow, neato. Because he doesn't want us at his house anymore.
No, I'm just saying because there's a truck stop. And A&A truck and trailers. And since you guys were going eastbound and down, so I thought you might, that might be more to your liking. And St. Martin of Tours, the closest Catholic church that I'm aware of, is right there.
Oh, you mean for us papists?
Yeah, because That's not what I deal with. But.
Yes.
I'm just looking out for you, sir.
And I appreciate that. You know, we have to have all of our little idolatry thing going on there. Yeah.
Jeez, we haven't called you a papist in quite a while.
It's been months. Yeah, I know. It was beginning to think you didn't care.
But you did say it yourself. So we
just saving you the effort, you know, because we don't want Goon to overexert himself.
Not too early.
That's not possible.
Not overexert yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking to the man who hurt himself at class this week for no apparent reason.
But you also repaired yourself.
Yeah. Again, don't know why. But I was doing a kick and there was lots of pain enough to make me yell. And for Lieutenant Nico to notice and say, well, you can't do any kicks the rest of class.
That's right.
And often whatever
did macrame.
And well, later in the class, when I realized it was getting better and I was, you know, kind of trying things out to see if I'd done any permanent damage or not, I was doing pretty well. And he looks at me and goes, did we grow a new knee while I wasn't looking?
That's subtle. It's a sledgehammer.
No, sensei, we did not.
Why are you on the knee?
He's like, so, because that's going to hurt tomorrow. Except it hasn't. And I don't really understand.
Last night, while you were where you weren't looking, they replaced your entire knee.
The aliens came in and did it, didn't they?
No, the shoemaker elves, they've expanded. They're now doing
orthoscopic surgery.
Exactly. It's just like lacing only inside, you know.
Okay, then.
So what's it is when I my fertile imagination goes off the rail. Yeah.
Well, so the only other thing I wanted to mention this week is what do we all think of the new DC police chief?
You mean the president of the United States?
Orange man, yeah.
Orange man bad. Bad man orange.
So now that we see that it is possible to crank out number one hits within seconds.
So ladies and gentlemen, we had our own little foray today in artificial intelligence generated media content. We were talking about the President of the United States, and I believe Goon, you put in like Orange Man Bad, Bad Man Orange.
Yeah.
And then because I'm a math geek, I did all the other permutations. At which point,
middle poem,
right? At that point, the chief took it, and let me see if I've got this right. Let's go zooming up to where it is. Do 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 do. Here it is. Okay, so he creates an entire YouTube video, and he created it with the following music influences. It's a reggaeton, rhythmic, percussive with heavy bass lines and syncopated synth. And this thing then made how long is that video? That's not bad. The lyrics are pretty close. But it's full lyrics with verses and everything.
Yeah. It generated all the verses, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I will post this. You can end with, I'll post the lyrics too. It was very enjoyable. And, I think we should try and get it into, you know, MSNBC is changing their name.
They're now called MS Now.
Right. And Governor Huckabee, the new Governor Huckabee, the young lady Huckabee, right?
Uh-huh.
Sarah Huckabee.
The cuter of the Huckabees.
Well, he's an old man, so yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you disagree with me.
She came up with that NOW stood for No One Watches. And I was like, yep, won the internet. There you go. So yeah, MS Now. Yeah. My source for news something in the world. I don't, yeah. But it's not. It's not anybody's. They just, you know. Eventually, they'll be, eventually they'll be MS then.
Or MS Dever. Or MS Dever.
Yeah. The gut shot was delivered. And now we're just waiting for the patient to expire.
Well, the question is, are they going to harvest the, are they going to harvest the organs or not?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. A lot of tech that's involved that, you know, is still useful to somebody somewhere.
This would be like when the Super Bowl, right? You know, they've got all the stuff printed up for both teams to be winners. And the stuff that you know, for the team that loses goes off to some third world country. And you see all these, you know, these kids with like, you know, Ravens, Super Bowl champions, you know, in, well, actually they won all their Super Bowls. So bad example. Anyway, Buffalo Bills, Super Bowl champions, t-shirts and stuff like that. All of
it. Yeah. Cause how many times has that happened?
Zero. They've been in four or more. Have they won?
I don't believe they have.
No, I don't. They still haven't won, right?
Joke.
Yeah.
There's a joke in Little Nicky.
There's a joke in Little Nicky about the Buffalo Bills?
Yes. Who was the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills?
Oh, Sugar Bear. For the longest time, right?
Yeah. The one who was at most of those Super Bowls.
Let's see. Old. Sorry, I can't spell old. Jim Kelly.
Yes. So, what did he in there? Mm-hmm. He was. Well, no. Are you sure? Let me see who. I don't think that's who it was.
Okay.
At least I don't think that's who was quarterback at the time.
1986 to 1996. I believe that's when they were in Super Bowl.
But how many Super Bowls was that?
Okay, let's see.
No.
Who was it?
It wasn't the Bills person. It was Dan Marino.
Oh, that's Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, exactly. Did he not win any Super Bowls either?
Jim Kelly was in Super Bowls.
The Dolphins won in their undefeated season.
Right. But I don't think Marino was the quarterback.
Marino was the only one who didn't get a ring.
Right. Marino was literally, yeah, right. But Kelly was in 25, 26, 27, and 28. 4 years in a row, the Bills went to the Super Bowl all 4 years.
And 4 years in a row, they lost to the Giants, the Skins, the Cowboys, and the Giants again.
Yeah. Probably the last time the Giants will ever make it to the Super Bowl, but that's okay.
That suits me just fine.
Yeah, well, they've got the former Seattle, former Pittsburgh quarterback now. Russell Wilson's over there in the Giants.
Think it'll help him?
Not a bit.
So
first thing he did was throw a pick six. So yeah, in preseason. So
I mean, he's making sure that expectations are set up front.
Set the bar low, that everything looks like magic. Right.
Under promise, over deliver.
Exactly.
So he was, at least in the movie, he was begging Satan to at least let him win once before he retired.
No.
Yeah. So as you can see, that did not work out for him.
Well, it's a minch.
For Buffalo, you even had the cigarette-smoking man in the X-Files say they'd never win.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
He was sitting there.
Literal name.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That was it. And did you know that he did not smoke?
No.
So those cigarettes were a special... they weren't weed or anything, but they were a special concoction to look like he was smoking but not hurt him.
Oof. Because he went through a few.
One or two, yeah. Every show.
Yeah. Holy cow. Good times. Well, seems we've all been suffering a little pain this week. Maybe we can have a pain-free week going forward. And we're going to do our next week's show a little early. Be on the lookout. I actually have to be elsewhere on Monday. And we'll discuss that on when I get back. But before that, once again, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. Please enjoy our commercial interlude.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Crutch's Famous Places Travel Agency. Crutch knows where all the great spots are, not just the Buc-ee's in Pennsylvania. Let him take you to the Eiffel Tower in Ohio, the Louvre in New Jersey, and the Grand Canyon in Peoria. It's a trip you won't soon forget. Book Wrong Way Travel with Crutch today, another proud Happy Pole company. And Jacob's Classic Car Rental. Want to drive a classic beauty? Broken in? No loan payments, only repair bills? Very short-term leases and only one customer. Save money and drive in luxury, maybe. Goon, rent another car from Jacob today. And Orange Man Police Security Service. You say your city's got the murder rate of Baghdad? Violent gangs and progressives control the streets? Let Orange Man take over your police force and it will become the most effective, big, beautiful police department in the whole world. We might even need to bring back the old wood shampoo and rubber hoses, but crime will get lower. Endorsed by the DC Police Union. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.